MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. The village of Ruidoso is currently observing level 1 fire restrictions. Those restrictions are permitted fire pits approved for use, if specifically permitted by the fire marshal. Outdoor cooking is approved for all types of appliances, including charcoal. Non-permitted fire pits, campfires, and fireworks are not allowed within the village of Ruidoso unless specifically permitted by the fire marshal. Citations will be issued with no exceptions and no warnings. For fire pit inspections or insurance information, call 575-257-3477. The Roswell Police Department was involved in a shooting that happened in the parking lot between Alsup's and the former Big Lots building Tuesday morning in the area of North Main Street and Country Club Road. Police say a male suspect was armed with a handgun, which was recovered at the scene, and he was taken to hospital with injuries that are believed to be non-life-threatening. No officers were injured in the shooting, and New Mexico State Police are investigating. And the New Mexicare Caregiver Program is now available statewide and provides financial and training assistance to family and friend caregivers who support older adults and people with disabilities. The goal is to allow older adults to thrive in their homes and communities and to help reduce emergency department visits. Since the program started in October of 2024, 285 New Mexicans enrolled in the program, and it has distributed more than $1.2 million in financial assistance. For more information, call 800-432-2080. And the U.S. Small Business Administration deadline is approaching, with the application deadline for physical damage loans being on Monday. Stop by the Business Recovery Center at the DRC, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday at ENMU Ruidoso at 709 Meacham Drive to learn more about this loan and the SBA Economic Injury Loan. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.